Okay, 22-3, time to bring in Fevzi. We've bigged you up already, Fevzi. We're talking all sorts of gadgets, and you've just scared the bejesus out of me by talking about a bit of data, but it all ties in neatly with a bit of kit that you've been trying out. Your gadget of, the week stroke month is, what is it exactly?
Well, it's a range of smart accessories known as Eve, E-V-E, and they used to be part of Elgato, so anyone who knows about sort of gaming technology will know about them. German-designed smart technology for the home, so they do different bits of technology, but the ones that I wanted to look at today are ones that are bundled together called Movie Night, and it's red, green, and blue strip lighting, which can, because it's got our red, green, and blue lights, can achieve almost any colour. And it's a strip, so you can put it, you know, behind your TV set or along a cabinet, along the wall, even behind the sofa. And it sort of lights up and it gives mood lighting when you're watching a film or a movie on TV. And in addition to that, it comes with an Eve Energy Unit. And the Eve Energy Unit is one that can switch on or off anything that's plugged into a main socket. So those two things together enable you to have a smart movie night. So it not only allows you to achieve that level of automation, but for example, you can set it so that when you walk into the room, it will do it, or at certain times of day, it will do it. So, you know, it's quite clever. And the thing I particularly liked about this, and it is unusual, most smart technology uses some form of cloud service. This one uses the Apple system, and the thing about Apple is they tend to design things to try and preserve your privacy insofar as is possible, so they don't monetize the data that they collect about you, about, you know, what movies you're watching and when you're watching and when you're home and when you're not and all that sort of thing. So it does everything locally. You need this particular unit's work with Apple gear, so it's iPhones, iPads, HomePods, that sort of thing. But if you are an Apple user, this is quite a nice option because it allows you to have home automation, but with more privacy than you'd have with other types of devices.
No, the thing is that's the worry for if you haven't got that and you've got other stuff, does that mean that they know everything about you?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, everything that you say to a Amazon Echo unit or a Google smart speaker, for example, is... So smart speaker, it's a bit of a misnomer because the speakers are actually dumb. What the smart speaker does is it makes a recording of what you say. It then sends a recording of what you said over the internet to the computers at the other end belonging to Amazon or Google. Their software then analyzes what you've said and sends back an answer, a recorded answer for the smart speaker to speak. So there's actually no smarts in the smart speaker. But what that means by definition is that there are recordings of everything that you say after the wake word, be it, you know, Alexa or OK Google or Siri or whatever. Everything after the wake word is recorded. Now, there are options to get... If you really want to annoy them, you can actually ask them for a list of every piece of information they have on you, including everything you've ever said to your Amazon Echo unit, for example. And there are commands that you can use to ask it to delete. So if you say, you know, I won't say the wake word first, but if you say delete everything I said today, it will tell you that it will do that. You've no real way of checking that immediately, but it will tell you.
It's got 1984 written all over it, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, and you know, the funny thing is, I know when I started using these units, I would actually unplug it at certain points when I wanted to have a particularly private conversation. Now I don't bother. And that's just, you know, familiarity breeding contempt. Although I have to say, increasingly, these technologies are built into other consumer products. So if they've got voice recognition in your fridge, you're not really likely to unplug your fridge. I would just say don't plan any bank robberies in front of any of these devices because you never know who's listening. But
say don't plan any bank robberies, full stop, maybe?
Well, I suppose from a privacy point of view, yeah. I mean, even bank robbers are allowed a degree of privacy, I'd suggest. But all right. Let's not plan any bank robberies for now.
Mentioned this brand Eve. You've got something else, which is an indoor air quality monitor. Now, part of this stuff, sometimes I wonder why do you need that?
Okay, so again, that's a part of the Eve sort of ecosystem. So you buy the bits that you want. It's interesting because it doesn't do anything in itself to improve the air quality, but we are told that indoor air quality can be, five times poorer than outside, that, certain gases and things do build up inside. And also, in certain parts of the country, if houses are built on granite, there's actually radioactivity building up. You have to open the windows because you get radon gas. But I think the idea behind it is to understand what actually causes pollution in your home. So, for example, if you've got a vacuum cleaner and it doesn't have a HEPA filter on it, i.e. a particularly effective filter, what they tend to do is they suck up the dirt through one end and spit out the dust at the other end, and the filter isn't always efficient enough. So this would tell you, for example, if there was a lot of that in the air, or if you're not used to opening your windows, or if someone's got a particular hobby that lets off fumes or something like that, then it's kind of useful just to let you know that sometimes the pollution levels indoors may be coming to unacceptable levels, and just prompt you to open the window or air a room or whatever it is. I wouldn't say it's... I think it's educational. Once you've got the idea, you maybe don't even have to keep on using it all the time. But I think as a... it's a bit... Think of it like a pair of bathroom scales. Bathroom scales don't in and of themselves help you lose weight. They don't do anything to lose weight. But once you're measuring something, you're much more able to do something about it, much more likely to do something about it. There's quite a lot of data that says that people who weigh themselves daily will lose more weight than people who don't, just on average, not because the scales help them directly to lose weight, but indirectly. And I think that this sort of product comes into that category.
Interesting. Now, both of those work out. They've obviously found their price point at about £90. And so you've got to be quite selective on the bits you buy, really, haven't you?
Yeah, and you can. I mean, although the the movie night is a bundle of the Eve Energy and the Eve Strip lighting, you can buy either of those separately, for example, if you don't want it. The prices are pretty reasonable. I mean, you compare it, for example, to the strip lighting that comes from Philips Hue, and it's definitely competitive. And the other thing about the strip lighting is that you can add to it, or you can even chop it to length, which is strange for a lighting thing, but you can cut it down to length or you can add to it. And it's the sort of thing that it's by no means, an essential item, I think, but it does add to the pleasure of it. It goes quite nicely around sort of mirror frames and picture frames, or behind a computer monitor or a TV set, just to have that sort of backlighting. If you ever watch sort of video podcasts on YouTube or anything like that, you often find that sort of mood lighting in the background where people have sort of set up their own things. So if you're into that, you can use it for that sort of thing as well. It makes for quite a nice set. Or, as we're all doing sort of Zoom calls and video calls these days, it makes quite a nice background set for that as well.
Make a nice bit of ambiance. Barbara has a question for you, and it's a sort of a, well, I don't know whether you've got the answer to this, but I'll throw it your way. A company I had used before had updated my bank card details, even though I hadn't given them to them. So I would imagine that the original debit card ran out. And but she said that it had been updated. How did that happen? Can you explain why?
Yeah, actually, a lot of people, this is a very good question, because a lot of people don't realize this happens. They believe that if they give their card details to a company and then the card expires, then that's it. They're safe, that no, the company cannot draw any more money from them. That is not necessarily true. If you've got a Visa card, there's something called account updater, and for MasterCard, something called automatic billing updater. And what happens is, when your bank or card issuer issues you with a card, they notify Visa or MasterCard in those two cases, and Visa or MasterCard update their database. Not every vendor can do this, not every retailer, but the larger ones like Amazon and Now TV, for example, would be examples. They have access to that database, and they can just ask for updated details on any or all cards that they have details on, and therefore can continue doing it. Now, the rationale behind this is, in theory, meant to be a convenience to the cardholder, because what it means is that you don't have to contact everyone that you've provided card details to and advise them of the new details. But it also means that you can't rely upon the expiry of the card as being the end of their ability to take money. First of all, I would advise people not to allow retailers to hold their card details. I know it's a pain because it means you have to re-enter them if you make subsequent purchases, but if they don't have your card details, they can't be stolen when they get hacked. And these companies almost inevitably do get hacked over time. Almost every company gets hacked and the data may or may not be stolen, but if the details aren't there to be stolen, then you are safer. So that's one good reason for doing it. But if you've sort of have a subscription, or you've signed up to something where you allow them to take repeat payments, say annually, you may forget about it, or you may think, oh, the card would expire, so I don't need to worry. I've done that. I sort of thought that was a de facto way of cancelling an agreement. It isn't. You have to go in and either ask them to delete your details or cancel the agreement whereby they can take repeat payments. So, yeah, I think Barbara's unfortunately possibly found out the hard way, but it is a in quotes legitimate thing that the banks do with the larger retailers.
Bevsy, good talking to you. Thanks for your time.